Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
With Bonnie Albers on air. I am hoping today everyone can hear me. So before I start my show and get into who I am, what I do, and what we've got in store for you, I'm just going to pick up the first caller to see if they can hear me. So 519, hello. Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. We can hear you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just give me a few minutes and you are number one. So just hold on, please.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You too. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so excited that you all can hear me because yesterday, I don't know if anybody was listening, and I know that a lot were because I had a lot of callers, thank the universe. Nobody could hear me. So I gave this whole show for 45 minutes of, you know, me talking. And then I looked down in chat and Bob Brown writes, "We can't hear her. Does anybody know what's going on with the show?" So I picked up the first caller like I just did now, and I couldn't hear anything. So I knew something was wrong with the show only after 45 minutes of me chatting away. So I don't know if it went into archives because I had great cards yesterday and it was just crazy. But anyway, today you're listening to me. I'm Bonnie Albers. I am an intuitive spirit medium, psychic. I'm RN, an LNC, which is an illegal nurse consultant. I can go to court. I'm a counselor and I am a life coach. I used to say love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, but you know what? Let's throw that out and say everything. So I do have a practice in both. So if you would like to schedule a reading with me or a counseling session, go to my webpage, www.bonniealbersonair.com, and go to the drop-down box. There's a contact page, and go to the drop-down box. Tell me what you want. Give me about 24 hours to be able to respond to you, because sometimes I don't get, especially in the summer, I don't get to all of my my emails. I just got so much going on in the summer. Last summer, I didn't even have any shows. Kelly, my girl Kelly Cards took, in fact, she might be here today to read my cards for my birthday, which was this month. And she does life and birth cards. So she always gives me a reading on air for my birthday. Anyway, she said she would be in today, and that will be very interesting if she comes. So she took my shows from, I think, July to September last year. She was my sub co-host. And I was so happy because so many things happen in the summer with my young adult kids, that usually with vacations and moving and college and summers, I'm not able to put on consistent shows. So I have good news for you, I hope, but Spirit has been like knocking on my door to have a night show. And I've been just like crazy, like, oh no, if somebody wants to pick this show up and pay me, I'll do any time, 2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, as long as I get paid for it. But if I don't have a show that somebody is actually paying me for, I'm going to do it on my hours that are the best for me. And so that's why you see my day shows. And I love mornings. Well, Spirit's hitting me on the side of the head saying, "Ah, Bonnie, it's always not on your terms. We want a night show." So I'm going to start, I think, the middle of August. The first show, I think, is going to be either not this coming Thursday, but the next Thursday, and then I'll be off for about 2 weeks. So I will let you know, but I'm going to have a Thursday evening show from 7 to 8. I can't have it past 8 on Thursday, I told Spirit, because I watch Shark Tank and I've got to be there. But I have this feeling it's going to extend into Friday too. So I hope everybody is excited about that. I am super excited. It'll give me a different audience, and it'll give me your audience, I hope, and maybe expand this show the way I know and Spirit wants it to expand to. So I didn't even get into like this week, but tomorrow, you know, is Astro Wednesday and Metaphysical Girl Wednesday. It's Dr. Ron Cole telling us what's going on in the skies. And it's the metaphysical view, me, which is Bonnie, Annabelle, and Brenda Bell. Oh, you can call me Bonnie Bell or Tinkle Bell, whichever you want. And I am going to be there with the three girls, the three of us, or give you our points of view. We'll talk metaphysics, and we'll also go to the audience. So you get three different opinions, three different card drawings. It's really cool, and everybody seems to like it. On Thursday, I've got a new person. Well, he's not new to metaphysics. He's a pretty old soul. He's on YouTube, and Spirit led me right to him. He reads playing cards. His name is Chris, and you can find him on YouTube at Minnow Pond. Anyway, he's a cool dude, cool kid. I want to say kid because you know, when I look at them and they're so much younger, well, I'm so much younger than them at 17, so maybe they're my elder, but I just get goosebumps because they are so good at such a young age. So I am bringing him here to you, and he will be doing readings after we chat some metaphysics, and he tells you what he does and how. And so that is my week show. And you know that in the summer, I'm trying to put on at least 3 to 4 shows a week. And I am able this week to put on 4. In the month of August, it's going to be iffy because I'm going to New York the 11th through the 15th, 16th. And that week I will be incognito off the air. And I hope everybody comes back to listen to me when I get back. So let me get to today's show. I am so excited. You know, I'm a flower therapy girl. You know me, bring in the flowers. To me, they talk, they do so much. I love crystals, but I love flowers because flower has aromatherapy most of the time, color therapy all of the time, and meaning therapy all of the time. You get 3 therapies in one. So today, I am so excited because I've posted something on my Facebook, if anybody's seen it, and I pulled out, well, this card fell out. It is the sunflower. You know, metaphysical, that's the flower of our of spirituality. It says smile. Simply smile and notice the profound and healing difference it makes. If you didn't hear my show yesterday, I went into this whole bit of, you know, especially counseling and therapy about a smile, paying it forward. I'm going to read this to you, but smiles are so important. If you smile, somebody else smiles, that smile smiles, then that smile smiles. You don't know how far your smile has gone. Somebody might be having a bad day, or actually a challenging day, I don't like the word bad, and really, really need somebody, even if it's a stranger, to acknowledge them. A smile does that. I always say that pay your goodness, kindness forward. It always isn't about money. And yesterday I went into the whole study that happened at Starbucks, where one person paid for the next person's coffee behind them, and then that person paid for the next person. It went like 274 people before that chain was broken. So not always do we need money to do that, but a smile does the same thing. Smile. Don't expect anything. Don't ask that person to smile back. Smile. Because when you smile, this is what happens. Did you instantly think of carefree moments in your life? Notice how when you're smiling, you are no longer concerned with such mundane things as stress, time, restriction, or even pain. While it is said that laughter is the best medicine, many have forgotten the important step of prescribing laughter for their ailments. Smile now, not just with your mouth, but with your eyes too. Smile so that you're beaming and positive to all those around you. Now, don't you feel better? I know the person sitting next to you does. It's amazing how such a small, seemingly insignificant act can make a world of difference to your energy, spreading a ripple effect to those around you. Make an effort to smile as you go through your daily routine. Share your beautiful grin with others you may or may not know. This is how the angels are guiding you to bring light to your community. You might like to write the word smile on a note and stick it on your desk or at home or on your kitchen table, anywhere, your refrigerator. This way, when you see it, you'll be reminded to smile, reducing your tension, stress, and improving your libido. Stick a smile face on your refrigerator. Well, I just say write the word smile. Smile faces, I think they were in the 80s, but maybe 70s. Anyway, but you can do it. Make the effort to smile as you leave for work, drop the kids off at school, go shopping. Image you will want people to have of you. A smiling face is a beautiful thing. Bring laughter into your life. Well, I could go on and on and on. I know anybody listening and everybody on the phone lines, this, you know, when I pull cards, somebody or all needs these cards pulled for them. Smile. Smile makes the difference in everybody's day. It might not mean it for you, but when you smile and you don't even know how you affect others, it doesn't cost anything to smile. So everybody smile. I'm going to ask you to smile now. Oh, I'm smiling, and see how much better you feel. The next card, you know, I pulled too, was wise soul. It's the azalea. Well, I love this. I think I'm a new soul, but I'm probably a wise soul. I've been kicking this lives around like nobody's business. I have Sagittarius in the first house in the 12th, which means I just keep running back to life. I must know a lot of people, all kinds of things. But your soul carries ancient wisdom. Please embrace it as you have the knowledge to help those around you. Again, this is a helping card. So today's theme must be about helping others, making sure that your well-being and you're okay and you're starting to feel better, but pass that on to others. Wise soul, you're here on earth with an important mission. You have deep spiritual wisdom within you. This knowledge has developed over many lifetimes, and it's essential that you acknowledge and use it. You hear me say that to everybody listening. When you're metaphysical, you're open, you need to share it, be it, see it, develop it. It doesn't mean you have to run out in the streets and tell everybody, oh my goodness, I see spirit, I hear spirit, I feel spirit, I know who you've been in the past. But it's your duty and obligation to be open, to listen, to teach and help, even if it's for yourself. Please share the messages you receive with others as they hold the key to your success. The angels are asking you to practice meditation on a regular basis, daily. Well, then they know me. I'm ADD. Daily is not my word. This allows you to access the wisdom your soul carries. We each have a sacred file for our soul known as the Akashic Records. By meditating, you can gain access to this information and better understand your path. Majestic Archangel Raziel holds the key to unlocking these ancient memories, and you don't need fancy invocations to call upon him for guidance. Ask Raziel to help you open the key to your past, your Akashic Records. I had someone who used to read them, and I can see them, but they tell you what and why you're here, what you're supposed to learn, and why you're back here on Earth from past lives. If this information is new to you, then get ready for some excitement. Your angels are about to take you on a journey of discovery. You'll always be guided by a comfortable pace without pressure. Everything happens in perfect timing. I love this card because I love the past. I always love the future and future, but I love to know who I've rocked past, and I think all of you do. So the next card I'm going to read to you before I get to the phone lines is by your soul lesson cards. Again, I don't love that. Sometimes the words on these cards, but I love the meaning. I probably would have said them in a different way. But then when I read the meaning, because I wince at the first word, I realize that, you know, James, you should have wrote a different word, but I love the meaning. So the card I drew for everybody, for their life lesson, their journey, their lesson cards, the soul's journey for today is indecision. I use my intuition for all aspects of life. Well, I love the words, I use my intuition for in all aspects of life, but indecision, oh my God, who isn't indecisive after the age of like 20? So your soul is spirit, manifest in this physical dimension. Even though you may feel limited by the constraints of your body, your connection to the infinite wisdom of the universe is always available to you in the form of intuition. You are never alone when making any decision. Spirit only wants the best for you. And by listening to your inner voice, you will always be guided to the proper outcome. All you have to do is ask. The expectations of others is only an illusion. You are not born to listen to fear. You are taught to listen to it. Visualize any decision in your life as a fork in the road. How does your body react when you imagine your travels down each path? At first glance, one might look easier to traverse, but the destination will cause anxiety and a heavy heart. Another path may be more difficult to walk, but the destination will feel light and calm. When you silence your mind and listen to your intuition, the signposts will always be obvious. I mean, how about that card, guys? I love this card. So yeah, if you've got anything that you need to decide upon, I always say, exactly like James, there is a crossroad or paths that you must follow. You can't not follow one, but you might have five in front of you. Go down each path just for a moment. Let your intuition guide you and look to see at the end of that path which one looks like. You, one, will have a lot more soul growth. Two, you'll have a lot more happiness, love, and a feeling. So I love this card. Now that I have gone through that, I love being able to share this with you, because I think it's really important to start your day with. Kind of gives you a little bit of a map of what you might need to follow. So I am going to get to the phone lines. And when I do, I want to hear all about how everybody is doing. And I am so excited to see all of you back. Again, this is a crazy show that I put on Tuesday. Usually I'm on at 1 to 3, but I wasn't sure, one, is it if my show is even going to go on. So I'm glad that everybody can hear me, and I'm glad that I can redo the show from yesterday, although the cards aren't the same. I'm hoping that maybe the archives are on and that you actually can hear me in those archives, because if anybody could go back to those archives, it'd be a great thing for you to do. They were fabulous cards. They were all positive. I hadn't pulled so many positive cards for the show, although I think everything is positive, but these were super cards. So I am going to get to 519. 519, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Good morning. This is better than coffee in the morning. Thank you.
Hi. I'm so happy about that, because, see, I wake up really early and I have to drink a lot of coffee. So when you tell me this is better than coffee, that is such a compliment to me. Is it? How are you today?
I am great today. I'm feeling very... Trying is long. We don't use that word. I've been doing meditating lately, Bonnie, and not feeling very good. And I'm wondering if that has a lot to do with releasing.
Oh, well, absolutely. I think we don't like to look at what our issues are. And when we meditate, that comes out. So, you know, I got to tell you, it's really hard for me to meditate. I never find anything that I feel I can meditate to. And usually my thoughts go one way. So I'll tell you what helps. You know, my thoughts are okay, what I have to do. Oh my goodness, what did I do? And all kinds of stuff. And that's really not meditating, even though it's silencing yourself for a minute. But it's not really meditating. Do you meditate to music, or do you meditate to just a silence?
No, I usually try and meditate to, different, to voices, like to somebody guided meditation. But okay. I did one the other night, and this face popped in right in the middle and startled me, right? And I had to consciously say, okay, no, not right at this moment, which I've never had that happen before. But, and so of course it distracted me. And then I thought, well, what was that all about?
Oh, you know what? Oh my goodness. A face always pops right to me. In fact, when I say I'm going to meditate, I see a face right in front of me. Usually that's a guide or one of your spirit, people in spirit, you know, your dead people that are coming to help you. So if you do get a face, and you don't know who it is, because not all the time do we. I mean, I get Indian faces, and sometimes I'm just not an Indian, so I always wonder, oh my goodness. But, you know, if you get a face popping in, I would say, who is here? And then if they don't, you can't get any answer. Sometimes they don't. Just thank them for being there and ask them to guide you, because you don't know who that was. Because that is a fabulous thing to happen, girlfriend. And
He looked almost like a jester, like he had almost an elf-like impish face, and he was wearing bright green, and he was funny, you know. And I looked at him, and it was like I recognized him. I didn't feel fearful of him, but it was so totally off what I was being guided to meditate on. And I gently asked him, could he step back in that moment? And he did. And then I thought, that's all I could think about was that funny face. And what did that mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I believe that when things happen like that, that's where you should go. So what you might want to next time say is, hey, who are you and what are you here? What can you guide me to? Because he might have been able to guide you to what you needed to go to. So I always believe when somebody jumps in like that, or a face or a spirit jumps in like that, you need to ask them, yes, acknowledge them and ask them to guide you. What are you here for? Can you guide me to what you want me to see? And I think then things open up for you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
ask them to come back?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, your spirit guides, it depends, you know, in the moment, if he was supposed to give you messages, you might not see him again the way you saw him, but your guides will come in. So what you can do when you meditate is ask him to come back. Say, you can ask spirit to bring back for you who you've put aside, and see if he comes back, because I so love that. It's just the coolest thing when you get spirit coming in, and especially if they're coming in a different form. So if they're coming in as a jester, maybe they're showing you a lighter part of your life or what you should be looking at to start to enjoy yourself again. And so when you see things, if he's not your spirit guide, okay, and you can ask him if you know who your spirit guides are, then he is a symbol and a spirit that is supposed to show you something and give you a message.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you're so welcome. Oh, do you know, there's music I'd love you to, it comes in, and I have a client and a very sweet, she's also an empath and she's psychic. I gave her music. Of course, I don't listen. I give great advice. Don't always take it, but there is I don't know why, but when I do meditate, this is fabulous. I go into if you go into YouTube, it's music. It's Angel Speak, Talking with the Angels. And you don't hear words, you hear their sound. And once you do and shut your eyes, oh my God, you're enveloped in like the colors of the angels. And that's when I really think is when I've had the best meditation that I can ever do. And I also, who passed me this was Candy, who is an angel reader, and who I passed it to said the same thing. She's ADD like me, can't meditate. And when I gave her this music, she's been meditating to this music like crazy. So it is so pretty. And you know, once you're enveloped, you'll see color. As soon as I see the color, I get a face right away. So, and I don't have to go real deep. I don't have to meditate long. You know, I do it if I am going to meditate. The only thing I can meditate is for 5 to 10 minutes. But you need to listen to it because they're showing me the colors swirling you. So please go into the angelic music. It's called Angel Talk, Angel Music. When Candy comes back, if you come to the show, I'll have her put it up in chat. So okay. I'll ask her if she'll put it up, if she'll come on. Are you going? I don't know when you listen to the show, but tomorrow or Thursday, I have a really great guest. He reads cards, like playing cards, and I know she's going to be there. So I'm going to ask her to put that angelic music up. Do you go into chat by any chance?
No, I haven't been able to figure out how to do that yet. I would love to, but I will try for Thursday, though.
All right, let me tell you how, because I don't know how either, okay. And I had to figure it out. But you can sign up, and it's free. So you sign up with Blog Talk, and if you don't want to use your name, you don't have to. You can use something like Angelic Whispers. I think somebody has that. But and then if you scroll down, you go to Blog Talk Radio, you know, and then you scroll to the right, it'll say chat, open chat. And then my name will be down there. It'll say Bonnie Albers on air. It'll have a whole lot of ones that are open. And you click on it and you get into chat. But you can also hear my show that way. The only reason I say that if you call, I'll ask Candy to give you, because that's the only way people communicate in the show. And you'll see I have a lot of psychics, mediums, empaths, and who all come and listen. So you might see, you know, some really interesting chat. Sometimes everybody just listens. Sometimes people ask questions. It's a really interesting group. So
that sounds amazing. Okay. I'd love to do that.
Well, go to YouTube. And you know what? If you call me, I'll by then have found it and I'll get, just go to Angel Speak. Music, meditating music, and put it in and start listening, and you'll hear it'll be like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sounds beautiful. I think I would love that.
I would too. And I feel like your little man there, he's kind of like a court jester. Is that what you think he looked like?
Yeah, so, he was definitely, he was beautiful.
Yeah, and he might have been showing you a little bit of maybe where you were in your past life, but also to bring your past into your present, that you've got to maybe bring a little joy and fun back into your life.
That's big for me, because I haven't been able to sleep. I've been really heavy with just thoughts of the past, of the future, it's been, then that happened. So it was absolutely beautiful, because it was like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Well, you do know that communication is always the best form of love. So, you know, communicate. If it's every day, every minute, your issues, your difficulties, your love and joy, because that's what's going to make the difference in your situation.
Thank you. You are so beautiful. Thanks for starting my day off perfect again.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for starting my day off knowing listening. Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, everyone. Just want to tell you all, I love every one of you. I love that you're here. I love that you listen. And if you bring as much joy to me as I hope I bring to you, especially in the morning. 856, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Bonnie, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Laura, oh my gosh, Laura, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm, you know, from yesterday, I'm so much better, Laura, because yesterday I had this show and I went on for 45 minutes. I mean, I went, you know me, and talking, and then I look in chat and nobody could hear me. They were just waiting for the show to begin. So today, if you can hear the show and I can hear, I'm doing good.
Well, Blockchain
yes.
had a lot of problems yesterday too, technical issues.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't just me because I was so frustrated. You know, first of all, you know I love to talk. But second of all, I also love to interact. And when I had nobody to interact with after 45, I'm thinking, wow, I see all these people. And it just was crazy. So I'm now going to start my show off picking up somebody to ask if you can all hear me. But how are you doing today? Laura, I haven't talked to you for a little while. What's going on in your life?
Well, I have a phone interview coming up today, the third interview with this company. And I had the first interview was a phone interview with the president, and the second interview was in person with a team member, and now this third is another team member, and this one is on the phone again. So I'm wondering if you see me getting this job, because it's a permanent full-time position with benefits.
Oh, you'll be offered the job, yes.
Yeah? Oh, great.
Yes.
Because I also went on Sunday, and I went to an open house, and I think I found the house that was meant for me.
Yes! Well, guess what? House, job, happiness. I got to see. House, happiness. Wait a minute. How can we bring another H into here with a job? House, happiness. Does this company have an H in it?
No.
Okay. So let's see if we can figure out a word. House, happiness, or home, happiness, and, well, we're just going to have to say job. But you know what? I think it's more than a
health, because it's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah, holistic health.
Yes. Four is a better number. Happiness, home, health, and holistic. Well, holistic, we'll take out the W and put H. I love this. This is going to be super cool for you. I mean, I see it. Let me ask my pendulum. I'm going to tell you yes, 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 yes. And I think I did tell you something about the number 3. So, and then you were going to be offered something. So let me just do this. Oh, my pendulum has a little bit of a kink in it. So I'm going to use it anyway, but it's got a lot of energy behind it. So is Laura going to be offered the job she has the phone interview with today? Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I'm waiting for some bigger swings, Laura. Yes, big swing. Yes, I am so excited for you. So excited, but I'm
at, the house I looked at is 46, so it's got a 1, right? 4 + 6 = 10, which is a 1.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Perfect. I've got to tell you something though. Job first, house second. So when they you the job that, you know, I would absolutely start to stall them on this house. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this job's coming real quick. In fact, I would be surprised if they didn't offer it to you like almost on the spot.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And
so
I could do closing on a house in 2 or 3 months if they would let me do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, what you might want to do is the house empty? You might want to ask if you can do a rent back. So if you can rent it and have the money towards the rent, you know, that you rent it with, go towards the closing.
Well, they moved. They're still there, half and half. The husband got a job and he moved. So they're really anxious to sell the home. But the family's still here, but they want to sell it so they can move in with the husband who's already there working on a job. So maybe they would let me do that so that they.
Oh yeah, I think they will. So, okay. you know, You know, say that, you know, if they want to move and they need the money, say, you know, I won't have, you know, I would rather close in 12 weeks. But I wouldn't mind moving in and renting it for a certain amount of money that will go towards the closing, and we'll close in this date if you want.
Okay.
But
yeah,
but I think that's a viable thing to do, and I think they'll go for it. Where is it, Laura?
I'll have to let you know.
Yeah. Well, where is it? Can you tell me?
It's only like 20 minutes from where I live currently, so it's in New Jersey.
And how about what's the view?
There is a lake in the front. It's a very small lake, but it's still a nice view.
Yeah, because I see a view on this house, and I think you're really, that's what you really feel serene in this house. Have you walked in through the house yet?
Yeah, I really do. The only thing I didn't like about it was that the garage was detached and further away from the home. But everything about the house, it's private and it's got a lot of character. I could see myself living there and really making it my own.
Absolutely. I feel like, yes, I feel you can put your artistic flair in there. That's what I feel.
Yeah. That's
so, and I think if you're there a long enough time, because I do see you being somewhere a long enough time, that you can close in. You have like a detached garage, but I feel like, is there a walkway from the attached garage to another door?
There is. Yeah, there
okay,
is.
Okay. So what you can do later on down the road when you have a lot of extra money is you can close off that walkway with like a privacy fence.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, or putting up some kind of roof on the walkway.
You can. Well, you can. If I see the house right, you can take, like, you know, they have like the 6 foot. You can get them at Home Depot. It's like they show them in white, where you can't see through them, or beige. You can't see through them. It's, they're plastic, but they're really heavy, so they're not cheap, and they're like, I don't know, a panel, and that's what a lot of the houses have for those. And you can make it like a little terrarium in there, walking from your car to your home. If you put that privacy fence that high, and you can make a little terrarium and some, you know, I can see some pots and stuff and flowers out there too.
Yeah, it's a white house. Do you think it's
white?
Yeah.
I love that house. Yes. And that's why I said a white fence. That's why I see this white fence. So, and it's plastic. It doesn't look like, they're expensive. I wish, my sister has them at her house, and she has a detached garage. So what they did is they put this fence, and it's not a cheap home. They put this fence on both sides of the detached garage so that when she walks from the garage or from her, not, but from her garage to the house, she has a walkway and a little garden out there, and she puts some stuff out there, and then she has the walkway right to the house. So I feel that you can do that, because you're going to lengthen that from the house to the garage on both sides. You're going to have a big yard back there that you can have a private walkway.
Yeah, it's a really nice home. I'm going to take your suggestion to heart, but I got to get this job, so I will let you know.
Listen, be on your best behavior like you always are. Let your heart and your beautiful voice and your happiness show through, and they're going to offer you this job pretty quickly.
Oh, great. Thank you, Bonnie.
So I'm so happy, Laura, for you, because I know we've been through this together, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too.
I love
it. News report back to you, so I will.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Go for it. You know, we co-create our universe. Go co-create it, girlfriend. Okay.
Thanks, Bonnie. Have a good.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye, Laura. Well, think about you. I'm going to send you. I know I just took you off, but I'm going to send you love and light your way today. It's a big day for a lot of people. My daughter's taking a test. And I'm sending her love and light her way, and I'm hoping her eye feels better, because it's still not right. And Laura, I'm sending you love and light and happiness in your endeavors today, as well as Karen. So everybody, I'm sending love and light to. I don't know if this is Kelly, but I'm going to pick up 631. If you're not wanting to talk to me, you don't have to, but because I don't see your hand up, but 631, you're on with Bonnie. Hello? Okay, 631. All right. Do you have are you muted? Okay. I feel like you're muted. So I am going to go back to my original call. Okay. So everybody, I am really excited. Now I have a few minutes to talk again. I think we had another blog talk glitch. And, you know, somebody said it was all the solar flares that were happening, that there were a lot of solar activity. And I know we have bad weather here. So I saw all of you on there and then all of you drop really quick. So I know this is blog talk. But just to let you know, for all of you, that I'm going to go to a night show. I'm really excited about that and a little bit not excited about it because I know nights get busy around here, but I'm excited to be able to bring this to a new time and hopefully a new people, and all my people will follow me. So I am going to still have a morning show and I'm going to have an evening show. And I'm so excited about it that I just am busting over to do it right now, but I can't because I do have a guest coming on Thursday, and it is from 1 to 3. So I am excited. I can't wait. And I just want everybody to know that I have had requests to do this at night, and I am not able to right the second, but I am going to in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, Thursday, 7 to 8 o'clock at night, let's do an evening show. And you know what? I've got spirit kind of trying to get me to maybe do a Friday night from 7 to 9 show. And I'm going to look at possibly doing that. But I won't take off some of my day shows, especially my morning shows, because I know I'm always going to have Wednesday show. So Wednesday show is always going to be 1 to 3. But Thursday is going to go the evening. And I am probably going to and Tuesday I'm leaving because I have guests from the UK that can only come from 1 to 3 because, you know, by then it's, you know, dinner time for them and that's a great time. But if I do it at 7, it's kind of 1 a.m. in the morning for them. So I am going to actually keep some of my shows daytime and morning. So I think the only show I am going to bring to you in the evening right now is my Thursday show, and let's see how it works. So I'm hoping that you all come with me. I would love to see you there. I am going to start it not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. It's going to be right before I leave for New York just to test the waters. So I don't know if that's the 3rd or the 4th, but I'll let you know. I'm just so crazy discombobulated. This summer, I'm just so excited that I could be with you and actually do these shows. You know, I'd love to, actually, what I'm gonna do right now is we were talking about birth and soul numbers. I got to 1 and 2. I am going to go to 3 in just a second. I'm gonna pull up what I need to do. I need to pull it up and let's see, because I know we're going to go to birth numbers. And so I'm hoping everybody likes the birth numbers. I'm not sure anybody knows, you know, it's the Kabbalion birth numbers. I do that because I like to bring you different people's points of view. So I am going to start with the birth number of 3. And if you just let me pull this up, I am so close to this. And that's what I should have done in the beginning, but I was so excited to take people because I didn't have anybody yesterday because we were all kicked off. So birth path number 3. So if you have a birth path number 3, your self-expression is in the 3 keynote. They excel in voice, vocal expression, public speaking, art, drama, or as entertainers, humorists, or promoters. Their role is to use the power of the word to inspire and lift others to see a happier, objective perspective of life. The threes are congenial in association and cosmopolitan in nature. They have a love for all people and desire to help others. You know, when I read things like that, because we've gone through birth path one and birth path two, I think, birth path two. So birth path three, I'm a seven, birth path seven. But I honestly, I could be one, I could be a little bit of all of them. So I wonder if I could be three and the four, because, and seven, because three and four equals seven, because I know that three birth path number so resonates with me. But the seven does too. So for any of you looking for your birth path, you add your birth date up, your birthday, like mine is 7, 14, 19, 57, you add them all up and come down to one number, unless you have an 11 or a 22, which I don't think anybody would get to a 22. But then we consider that angelic soul numbers and we don't reduce those. So I wonder if three, you know, my, what's really crazy is one of my kids is a three and one's a four and I'm a seven. So think about that. So I love numbers and numerology. I think that they just rock the house with a lot of things we just don't know. And I'm trying to use numbers in everything. They're starting to bombard my brain. So that is birth path number three for Kabbalion scripts. I love Kabbalah. I don't know if anybody, you know, Madonna's into Kabbalah. It is the Jewish mysticism, but you don't got to be Jewish because mysticism is mysticism. So, and I happen to be Jewish, so I just love it. I don't understand it. I got Kabbalah and I still haven't been able to one word. So, and I tried to get someone to teach me. It's a very ancient, old, mystic type of religion, part of a religion, but it just so fascinates me. So here's birth path number four. The four quality is technical and scientific. It brings into being a very systematic, technical, stable, and patient, and scientifically analytic nature. The fours seek an understanding of life, delving into matters and form, searching for the secrets of nature in materiality. Of the four is practicality, and their duty is to find a basic principle governing matter and form. They make excellent teachers, researchers, and computer experts. Well, that is three. I'm definitely not a four. So, although scientific, so you could think that, but I now really resonate with number three and seven, because when you get to seven, that's the mystics. So I love that. I do want everyone to know that everybody I feel resonates with just qualities of each one of these numbers. And the reason is because we all have been all of the numbers from previous lifetimes. And what we resonate here in this reincarnation is what we're here to learn. So for me, we all bring pieces of our past lives, pieces of our future lives that we are going to be. And so I think we all vibrate with pieces of every number. And the one that we come down here with is what we're working with this lifetime. So when I read them, and if anybody says, oh, but I'm not a three, I'm a six, I'm a five, but not a seven, it's because you're resonating with what you've already been. And our soul holds all of our past lives. We don't just become this life and bring our soul in. We come with those ancient souls. We come as spirit with all pieces of past, present, and future, because time's linear. So we do resonate with a lot of things that we don't know why. It's because we resonated with them, were them, or are them in a previous life or alternate universe. So I love reading these numbers, but I don't want anybody to say, oh, that's not me. I'm really a number eight. You might be a number eight from your last life. So that's cool. And where people say, well, that's a cop out because then anything's possible. Well, that's true. It's not a cop out, but anything in life is possible We co-create it. We've been it. We've been paupers. We've been queens. We've been gypsies. We've been leprechauns. We've been royalty. We've been prostitutes, which I hate to say that, but we've been all kinds of things. And we come here to learn. Of course, I've always been royalty, but somebody said I was a gypsy, but then I would think gypsy was a royalty anyway. So we bring with us pieces of who we were always, because that's what makes up our soul being. And I love that. I love that about all of us. So I'm going to read number 5 is your birth path. If your birth number is a number 5, the 5 quality represents change. I knew, if you remember a girl who used to be on the show named Susan, she did Akashic Records. She was wonderful. She was a number 5. And oh my goodness, she would say she was definitely a number 5. The 5 quality represents change, a step above the typical phase. The 5s must seek a definite spiritual principle and apply it, thereby developing the intellect and seeking new ideas, new meanings and theories to bring improvement to life. The 5s tend to champion the less fortunate. They are quick thinkers, always searching for truth and the reason for things. As they love change, travel, and new experiences, they should not be placed in positions requiring detailed, monotonous routine. They love to sell and promote. So you would maybe find your salesmen, your people who travel for a living. Susan, she was just such a wonderful, she loved travel. She didn't want to be confined to offices, but she just was a real free spirit. I always call them the gypsies in us. So just recently I started buying Onyx, Ali and Onyx, or Ani and Alex, and Ani and Alex and Ani, I think they are. They're energy bracelets. And I started putting all of them on, and they look like gypsy bracelets, you know, because you can put them all on. I got the Eye of Horus just recently for my birthday. I also got the sunflower for my birthday. And my son bought me the queen for my birthday. And each comes with a little card and the energy behind it. So, and so I think we all rock a little gypsy and queen, or prince and gypsy in our life. So birth path 6. I only have time for one more. The 6 represents maturity and responsibility. It is the role of assuming responsibilities for mankind to help others in the solution of their problems. The 6s have the mental quickness and the analytical ability to be the 5, but without the 5's restlessness and impulsiveness and intensity. They desire to care for others. Their love is universal, with an intense desire to serve. They carry responsibility better than any other quality and make good managers, nurses, and doctors. Well, ha ha, I don't have any of those qualities, and I'm a 7 and I was a nurse. And my 2 kids, my daughter is in medical school and she is a 4 or a 3. No, I don't remember what that. And that is not a 6. Although if you take a 3 and she's a 3, you just intensify it and then you get a 6. So when you do 3, 6, and 9, they all have the same kind of qualities. Only one builds on the other. And I think a 2, 4, 6, 8 is building on each other too. So it's so cool, these numbers. They get confusing, and if you read about birth path and life path numbers, you will see that this is what happens. So again, I love this. I want to say thank you to everybody. I don't want to get into the next one. Well, yes, I can. I've got another minute, but the next one is birth path number 7. Woohoo! That's me. The 7 quality represents the thinkers and writers. So must learn to tune their minds to harmony and balance for receiving impressions from within to develop their depths of knowledge of the deeper aspects of life. Their ketone is placidity. I don't know what that is because I'm certainly not placid. The 7s deeply appreciate the beauties of nature. They delight in mystery and are naturally drawn to philosophy and the occult. Me! they should spend time in meditation and reflection and write down their thoughts. They can develop great powers of concentration. Well, I'm hoping I do communication, but concentrating with ADD is just not it. So thank you for joining me. I will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Dr. Ron Cole and the Metaphysical View. I appreciate all of you being here. And again, have a fabulous, wonderful day. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I love everyone. Smile, be happy, and pass it on. Bye.